you to discuss in breakout groups. These will be written in the chat and they would be broadcast. The first question, what is the value in adapting courses for students' needs? I'll repeat that. What is the value in adapting courses for students' needs? The second question, how do you adapt your courses? How do you adapt your courses? The third question, what are the challenges in adapting and how do you overcome them? Okay, welcome back everyone. I'll just wait for everybody to come back. There's still some people in cyberspace by the look of it. So if you were a scribe, if you can be beginning to just type in some main points in the chat, that would be helpful if you were actually a scribe for your group. And so, yeah, I think that's all of us back. I think maybe we've lost one or two. Okay, thank you, Sabrina. You're already typing in. So yeah. If the scribes can type in. Meanwhile, is there one group who would rather just present verbally? One of the scribes maybe who could present verbally and then type it in afterwards?
I'm wondering if
Sabrina, go for it. Were you a scribe?
I'm happy to present.
If thank you.
You could write, if you... Would you be able to write it down in the chat?
Are you able to do that? If you could write in chat. So go for it, Sabrina.
So yes. The values, so the first question, as far as the value of adapting the course for students, yeah? Mm-hmm. So really exploring and finding out who they are. We need to find out who the students are. Before the program starts, to really get a sense of the demographic, and then in the actual program to come to their level with no judgment, find examples and videos that relate to the students would be part of our pre-work. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to also be in a learning environment where we're facilitating as well as learning with them at the same time. Okay. And to be flexible and have options if we go off course on the day of the course. Yeah. So, for example, if we thought that we had got it on point about who the student is or the students are, and then on the day you just thought, oh, you know, that you didn't land, you need to have some options to be able to bring in mm-hmm. to the fold. And to be able to course correct. And really the sense of taking opportunities to adapt to the students. One of the things that I brought up, which was like the word student, I felt was a bit misleading mm-hmm. because it was more about attendee. Who is this sure. attendee rather sure. than who is this student? Because the word student brings up a little person for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that felt like there was a label that created a different.
Yeah.
On the second question, we came up with, how do you adapt? And we were talking about adapting it to a virtual forum. And so one of the things that, or there were several things that we came up with in our group, which was very much around, there's so much software out there right now. And if anyone's like me, it's like a big learning curve, trying to learn these new softwares that interface with Zoom, because Zoom is really popular, but not everyone likes using Zoom.
Sure.
MS Teams is more secure. So choosing the platform is one thing mm-hmm. that is comfortable to the participants. And then all the different softwares that can interface. And one of the ones that Gunita came up with was called Kahoot, KAHOOT, which is a game that people engage in and really keeps people's attention and focus. Mm-hmm. Then there's music, of course, there's video, you could do cloud sharing, use movement, visual images, and getting people to go off and get a object from the room and use that as an expression or a metaphor of what they what they're feeling. And that was what we came up for question number two.
And then the challenges.
And the challenges, actually, we thought it was more about having an open mind to adapting and learning.
Yeah.
That really felt like, I mean, I wouldn't know. That would be the very first thing. What would my group like to add to what I've just said? Have I missed out anything? Arunas, Gunita, and Sharon?
Thank you, Sabrina. Okay.
Yeah. I think we're there.
Okay, thank you. I noticed there's Ben Damcho and Miriam and Sabrina in Italy's group have written very clearly to make the most of what they can achieve. Yeah, I'd give you a moment. I don't know if you had a chance to read that in chat. I don't know if that group's wants to add anything to what you've written. Might be a religious group. Does that group want to add anything to what you've written?
Fine.
Sabrine, Sabri or Mendamcho or Miriam? I think most things are there.
Maybe you would like to read them out, because I'm not sure if everybody can see them on their devices.
Could you just put your hand up if you can't see chat on at all? Okay, so you've had it. And I think... And then Marion's group's added about the challenge. Retaining the important topics when adapting, not throwing out the baby with the bathwater, and the importance of adapting on the spot. I mean, I'm sure all of us as facilitators, that's what makes the course alive. You just on the spot maybe totally change what you had thought you were about to do, because the energy is in a different way and needs uplifting. Or it's not that you totally change, you adapt. So adapting on the spot, really important. Thank you. Anything else? Any other group who hasn't? Loon, which group were you in? Sorry, who was your scribe?
Sabrina's group.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Right. Good. So does that mean everybody's fed back? Yeah. Well, that's perfect. That's perfect, because it's now time for a general open up. We're dead on time. How's that for questions and answers to Venkala and Virginie? So I think we'll keep that chat, and that can be sort of sent out to you so you have a record. Any questions? I know that many of you have done lots of adaptations. You know, Denise, for instance, has done so much in terms of rhythm and music, adapting, the 16 guidelines completely, her whole book on the rhythm of virtue. So a lot of examples of adaption there. I know we have other facilitators who adapt by using yoga a lot. And so questions now, please, to Venkala and Virginie.
I have one general question on the subject of content. If you've ever run across this, it's something we talked about in the level two last weekend, and that had to do with this idea of using black and white in different cultures. Like, for example, in the level one, when we talk about the black and the white wolf, I've been hearing a lot of different things several different times now from people talking about how sometimes that's culturally uncomfortable. And so I just wondered if anybody else had experienced that. I'm just seeing some general nods, so we don't have to talk a long time about that, but I just am seeing some heads nod. So that's kind of enough feedback. So I know I have adapted the that story when I gave it in Vermont, and I'm just kind of wondering. It sounds like something to look at.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you. Yeah. Victoria, was your hand up? Or
yes, it was. I had am I on mute? No. Okay. I had a quick question for Venerable Carla. Venerable, you touched on how you would bring mindfulness into the 10-day retreat that you do on 16 guidelines. But how do you bring mindfulness into, say, a weekend session of 16G? How do you do it in a practical way?
I don't do it quite so much in the weekend because we haven't got the time to do both. You know, mindfulness for me is much more about understanding how the mind moves. And that's why I really like to combine it with the 10 days, because they get a really good understanding of, you know, how they interpret a 16 guideline, you know, through a mindfulness practice of watching thoughts and understanding narratives and those sorts of things. So on the weekend courses, we just simply don't get the same sort of time. So we might do, you know, what I'll always do though is mindfulness of the breath, just to bring them into the room, I suppose. We don't even have a lot of time in the weekends to do, you know, like a mindfulness exercise at the end of the guideline, at the end of a session. I tend not even to do that in the weekends. In the 10-day, we do, you know, more mindfulness, I guess, that are specifically related to the 16 Gs. But for me, the most important thing is the discussion. You know, this is where they start to, get some sense of, you know, what it is that we're talking about and the depth. So for me, the discussion is the most important component of the 16 guidelines. So, and I really do tend to offer, you know, quite thought-provoking questions so that they can think a little more deeply, you know. So I don't, so for me, I would much rather have a little bit longer in discussion, the discussion groups, so that they can really hear each other than to, you know, to have a mindfulness exercise. So I sort of prioritize that because that is where they're starting to get a real sense of the differences between people, but also what they have in common, you know, what they've misunderstood perhaps, what they can change, what they see their patterns are that are helpful or unhelpful. So for me, the discussion is actually, and even that discussion though, is done mindfully. So I guess that's what it's about, you know, it's about listening, you know, making sure that they're being mindful, being aware of when they're desperate to say their important thing, that they make sure that, you know, the person who's speaking has finished, and being mindful around that. So I guess that's just an integral sort of component, irrespective whether I'm doing a, you know, 16 two-hour sessions or whether I'm doing 4 one-day sessions or whether I'm doing weekends or whether I'm doing the 10-day course. You know, the mindfulness component is very much more in the present, you know, what we're doing in this moment as part of this process.
Thank you.
I don't do like mindfulness exercises or stuff. Yeah.
Thank you, Venkala. Alison, your hand was up. Thank you.
It's just a quick question to Venerable Carla, and you may need to reflect on this, but whether you'd be happy to share the questions that you prepare for the discussion groups?
Yes, I was wondering that too.
Oh, look, but they change all the time, Alison. Yeah.
I'm sure they do, but if you have them written down somewhere, I'd still love to see them.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'd be happy to share some of the questions for sure. But they definitely, depending on, you know, like there's a general fundamental base for my questions, but definitely if there's sort of a theme that's coming out, you know, during the course of it, then I might somehow try and throw something in relation to it. But yeah, I can probably. I mean, I don't have them. I have them scribbled. They're, you know, I still have my same running sheet from 10 years ago. So it's just I just scribble on it now and add things, but I'm sure there's a way that I can do that.
If you have time to jot some of them down, it'll be helpful for the book, because this is the kind of live information that I need to bring it all alive again. So thank you for even considering it.
Yes, yes. Do I have an email for you?
If you send it to just the normal FDCW one, just admin at, thank you. I know some of you still have questions, but I'm aware that we're over time. Would you like to carry on asking questions, or would you rather we closed? So just a quick shot. Okay, Gunita, is it a quick one? Go for it, dear, please. Yeah, thank you, dear.
Thank you. I have a question to Virginie, similar to the one that already Alison did for Carla. Virginie, would you have notes for your, when you integrate the 60G guideline into these meditations that you do in the Paris Center? Like an example, it would also be very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, I can do that. Mm.
Thank you, Virginie. Thank you for the question, Gunita. And the discussion guide that was FDCW has released is very applicable to the kind of situation Virginie mentioned, i.e. running meditation in a center. So the discussion guide, I don't know if you have a copy of that, Gunita, but yeah, it's useful. Okay, thank you, everybody. It is time to wind up now. I'd like to give a big, big hug and thanks to Venkala and to Virginie for sharing your enthusiasm and knowledge with you. So big, 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 big hugs. I'd like to thank everybody for joining in and contributing, participating. And if there has been any benefit from our time together, how wonderful if it could be directed towards the ending of all pandemics, the ending of all poverty, the ending of all war, the ending of all maliciousness, the ending of all greed, the ending of all inequality and racism, the ending of all ill health and environmental destruction. Just really putting that energy into that dedication. So thanks to everyone for attending, for contributing. We hopefully meet up again soon on Thursday. Tomorrow FDCW is hosting 3 UE coming together sessions at different times. So do join us for that. And thank you everybody for.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big hug. Be safe, everyone.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
Bye.
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 Thank you.